Hello there, and hi. So, I decided to finally record a much requested, suggested, commented concept that has been thrown around since the very beginning I started recording. So, for the last like year and a half, I constantly get messages, whether they are through comments or through like DMs, about recording a very particular type of audio. And so I thought it would be, I don't know, a fan favorite or something to be able to just go ahead and finally commit to it. So, without further ado, people have told me that they would listen to me read anything because I don't know. I just happen to have a voice, the right tone, the right attitude. I have no idea what exactly it is that I have, but apparently it is enough for people to say that they could listen to me read the dictionary. And so here we are on April 1st, and I thought, hey, why not give the people what they've been clamming for? So, I have a page up here of a number of words and their definitions, and I don't know how many I'm going to do, but let's go ahead and just go for it. Again, these are like randomized. So, up front is maturity, the state or quality of being mature. Next word up is delighted, filled with delight. Politic, to engage in political campaigning, vote getting, etc. Ungrateful, not feeling or exhibiting gratitude, thanks, or appreciation. This is a weird one. Dahl, but spelled D-H-A-L, and it's a noun, and the definition is D-A-L. I don't know what that's supposed to be. Probably something very specific, but yeah, don't know. Next up is polyglot, a person having a speaking, reading, or writing knowledge of several languages. Gabble, to utter rapidly and incoherently. Socio-cultural, of or involving both social and cultural, I forgot to click this, factors. This is an interesting one. Through, but it's spelled T-H-R-U, like the way you would see like on a drive-through. Its definition is literally just through, but spelled the correct way, T-H-R-O-U-G-H. Interesting. Category, a specifically defined division in a system of classification, a class. Avionics, the electronic devices, systems, etc. used in an aircraft or spacecraft. Mismatch, an unsuitable match or a lack of correspondence. Now here's one I don't know. Obdurate, not changing in response to argument? I think that's what it says. It almost looks like it's cut off. It's weird. It loaded weird. Not changing in response to argument or other influence. Obstinate or intractable. That's a word I never heard of. Illuminator, one that illuminates, especially a device for producing, concentrating, or reflecting light. Syllable, to pronounce in or as in syllables. And I'm going to go ahead and generate a few more, because this is actually kind of fun. Next one is clue, spelled C-L-E-W. To roll or coil into a ball. This is another specific one, so don't know what this is, but it is spelled, well, not spelled, it's pronounced Mishigas, and it's spelled M-I-S-H-I-G-A-S. It's a noun, and the definition is Meshugas. I don't know what that is. That could be a racial slur for all I know. So, but it's in the yourdictionary.com thing, so I don't know. Condor, either of two New World vultures, Vultur griffus of the Andes, or hold on, Vultur griffus of the Andes, or Gymnogyps californius? It's like, I guess, you know, like the actual, like, species. A nearly extinct vulture of the mountains of California, having a bare head and neck and dull black plumage containing variable amounts of white. With a wingspan of about 3 meters, or 10 feet, they are among the largest birds in the world. Oh, how about that? Gasper, or a cigarette. I don't know where cigarettes are called gaspers, but apparently. Domesticize, to domesticate. 90, or 9 times 10. Entrance, the act or an instance of entering. Gramophone, a record player, a phonograph. Stopper, to close with a plug or stopper. You know, like a butt stopper. next up, albumineus? No, wait. Albuminous? Of like or containing albumin or albumin? It must be albumin. It looks like it's supposed to be a, like an element, I'm assuming, but never seen it. So it's like album and then inus. So albinus, but I'm thinking it's pronounced albuminous, I think. For some reason here, it doesn't give you like the phonetic way to pronounce it. So that makes it a little bit tougher. Ribonucleotide, a nucleotide that contains ribose as its sugar and is a component of RNA. Capsulize, to condemn or summarize. Venial, easily excused or forgiven, pardonable. Next up is europium, a silvery white, soft, ductile, rare earth element occurring in a monazite and, okay, what is this? Bastnasite and used to dope glass and plastics for lasers and to absorb neutrons in research. Europium oxide provides important phosphors in cathode ray tubes and low energy lighting applications. Atomic number 63. Atomic weight 151.96. Melting point 822 degrees Celsius. Boiling point 1596 degrees Celsius. Specific gravity 5.244. Valence 2.3. I have no idea what any of that was. Bound, to have a boundary on another country, etc. This is legit fun. I thought this would be a fun little jokey April Fool's thing, but I actually am having fun reading these things. I do remember, I want to say around fourth, fifth grade, I had a teacher who would basically accept almost anything as extra credit whenever we finished work. And I, from what I remember, also my memory could be failing, but from what I remember, he would allow us to be able to look into the dictionary and then find really crazy words that aren't like, you know, things you would find in like everyday speech, define them, and then use them in a sentence. So this kind of reminds me of that. I'm going to do one more set and then we'll be done with this. This is a fun little April Fool's thing. So imbrue, to wet, soak, or stain, however, especially with blood. So we want to hope that you never imbrue anything, okay? Whip stall, a usually intentional stall in which a small aircraft enters a vertical climb, pauses, slips backwards momentarily, then drops nose downward. Interesting. Oncoming, coming nearer or approaching. Eclosion, the emergence of an adult insect from a pupal case or an insect larva from an egg. Spancel, a rope used to hobble an animal as a sheep. Hey, how about that? I've never heard of that. Camaraderie, or in the definition, camaraderie, comradeship. Felt, to make into felt, so I'm assuming like the actual material, not as in you felt that. Guard, to act as a guard. Nut, to hunt for or gather nuts. What's this? Intitul? To give a designation or title to a legislative act, for example. I've never heard of that. Maybe I should hang out more with people who are governing. Foul brood. Either of two fatal diseases that affect honeybee larvae caused by the bacteria. Okay, this is what all this has been leading up to. Pennebacillus larva and Melissococcus plutonius. We have like four more words left. Birk or birch. Miliary? An ancient Roman milestone. Whitewood. Any of various trees having soft, light-colored wood, such as a tulip tree, basswood, or a spruce. And final word here to close this all out. Scutellation? I think that's how you say it. An arrangement or a covering of scales, as that on a bird's leg or a lizard's body. Well, like I said, that was actually pretty fun. I also had in mind reading the back of a cereal box because I had been told that that also was very similar to the I can listen to you read anything. However, I don't have cereal in my apartment, so even though I love cereal, I just don't really, I don't know, like to buy it because I will just eat it all. So instead, you guys got the dictionary. Anyway, happy April Fools. I hope you enjoyed this fun little gag. I thought it was, it would just be, you know, hilarious to start the month with a like, oh, here's the audio for the beginning of April on Monday. And then you got this instead. So for all those who may have listened to this right away, the usual script fill for Monday is still coming. I just delayed it a few hours just to kind of give a little bit of play time. So that way there's a little believability to the April Fool's thing. But who knows? I might hide a little something in the tags or something. I may put like an AF in the tags. So just to kind of tip some people off. But anyway, I hope you guys have a great day. Don't fall for too many, you know, pranks out there. I know for me, when I go to work, we have these like play realistic bug toys that we leave on people's desks or we put in their like lunch, like in their like lunch boxes. And it has most definitely gotten me. But I think I was one of the first people in my office to start doing that, which has been just a relentless open season on me to see how many times they can get me. So I hope, again, you guys don't fall for too many things today. But if so, I hope it's all in good fun. Anyway, you guys take care. Have a lovely April Fools, and you'll hear from me soon. Bye now.